CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
For goodness sake, breakfast has been ready for 15 minutes. What are you doing? Come on downstairs.
Can't find a tie.
Now, what do you mean you can't find a tie? Look at that tie rack.
Well, I can't find one that looks right with this suit.
You must have 2 dozen ties there that look fine with that suit. In fact, what's the matter with the one you have on?
Oh, no. There's no life to it.
Turn around. Let me see.
No, it looks terrible.
Turn around, please, so I can get a good look at it.
Well,
why, it looks fine.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
no,
it does.
You know, I haven't a single tie that looks any good at all with this suit.
What is wrong with the one you have on? A plain brown suit with a brown tie with a little tiny figure? What's wrong with that?
What? Brown with brown?
You don't want black with brown or blue with brown, do you?
No, but I want a tie with some brown in it, but not all brown.
Well, it isn't all brown. It has a little figure or something. What is that thing?
Well, it's so drab. It's so do you. What happened to that tie I had with just a little fleck of red in it?
Oh, I don't know. It must be here along with a thousand others, really, dear, with all the ties you had to choose from to go through every morning.
Look, I don't have so many ties. Don't you realize that practically all of these are out of style? You know, they're not wearing ties this wide now. They're wearing narrow ties.
Here, like this one, see? Yeah.
You know, I can't wear any of these anymore. Look at them. Look, they're all wide ties. All of them out of style.
Well, then why do you keep them? Why don't you let me give them away to some charity? It would probably make them over, do something with them.
Now, go on downstairs, will you, honey? Please, you know.
Why do men always want to keep forever ties they will never wear again? Never.
Look, it's just one of those things that women will never understand.
No, I guess not, dear.
Now, look,
I guess not.
Leave me to solve this monumental problem myself, will you? I'm selecting a tie for today. I'll be down to breakfast in 5 minutes.
I wish you wouldn't boat your breakfast like that. It's not good for you.
Well, I'm late.
Well, if you wouldn't waste so much time trying to decide which tie to wear, you'd have more time to eat your breakfast.
Yes, dear.
Now, it's true, dear.
Boy, what a day this is going to be. If there's anything I hate, it's interviewing people for a job.
What job?
What job? Miss Jones's job. She's leaving. I told you that.
Why, you didn't at all. You never said a word. Leaving?
Oh, yes. Getting married, you know that. Knowing how busy we are right now, she gives us 1 week's notice. Can you imagine? She was very sorry, but her husband-to-be is getting transferred to Dallas, Texas, and they advanced the wedding date. So.
Gracious, I thought she was the one who had such a crush on you.
Oh, nonsense. Anyhow, if she did, she obviously got over me. She's walking out when we couldn't possibly be busier.
Oh, it's a lot of nerve, isn't it? Putting her own happiness ahead of Mr. Cranshaw's import-export business. Really unforgivable. Really.
Well, it is. It is. I'm telling you, the girls you get nowadays, they only take a job so they can look around and try to snag a husband.
What's wrong with that?
Because you know, soon they get somebody trained and she walks off and leaves you.
Having spent 15 minutes selecting a tie this morning, you have now dragged it across your plate through the marmalade.
Just a second.
Let me get a wet sponge. Wait a minute. Don't rub at it with a paper napkin. Now, look, you're getting it all white and fuzzy. Just stand still, will you, dear?
Tell you, if things start out like this, I can see what kind of a day this is going to be.
Yeah. Cheer up.
Oh, boy.
Nothing but an endless procession of lovely young girls parading in and out of your office asking for a job.
Yeah.
I see now why you took such care to select just the right tie.
Oh, look, that had nothing to do with it.
Oh.
I wish wives would understand that when their husbands hire a secretary, they are looking for efficiency.
Efficiency, yes.
And beauty.
Oh, no. Well, we do understand that, dear. It's just that sometimes husbands mistake beauty for efficiency.
Well.
Anyhow, good luck. There you are. Your tie looks fine. And I hope you find a really efficient new secretary, dear.
Will you come in, please? Yeah, now then, you're Miss...
Whibley. Irene Whibley.
Oh, yes, Miss Whibley. I must have your application here somewhere. Sit down, Miss Whibley. Oh, yeah, here it is. Uh-huh. Irene Wibley. Would you like me to close that window? Is there too much breeze on you?
Oh, no, no. It's all right. Thank you.
Kind of a shame to be inside on such a nice day, huh?
Yes.
I guess we all have spring fever.
Yes.
Now, let's see. You worked for the Cummings Construction Company for 11 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Personal secretary to Mr. Cummings.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Says you quit your job, Miss Wibley, after 11 years.
Yes.
Well, may I ask why?
But personal reasons.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yes, well, I see you were born in Oregon. Very pretty out there in Oregon. Did you grow up there? Did you go to school there?
Yes.
Seems to me they do a lot of salmon fishing out in that part of the country. Were you a salmon fisherman in your spare time?
No.
No, well, certainly, have you lived here long?
12 years.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit about yourself.
There's not much to tell.
Oh, now, come, must be something. Do you like swimming, ice skating? What are your hobbies?
Oh, I don't have any, I guess. I don't care much for sports.
Ah, bet you're a book reader, huh?
Oh, I like reading. I don't have much time for it, though.
Oh, I guess none of us have as much time as we'd like for reading, huh?
No, I guess not.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Miss Wibley. I'll let you know. I've got some other applicants I must see before I decide. On the way out, would you just ask the next young lady to step in, please?
Yes.
Hear from us as soon as the shipment is on its way, which should be within the next 10
days. Wait a minute, Mr. Piper. Wait a minute. Goodness, you're just going like a house of fire. I didn't get that last sentence at all.
Oh, well, never mind, Miss Barker. I think I've got a good idea of your shorthand.
Oh, well, I can go fast. I'm just not used to it. You see, one of the guys I worked for before, there were three in the office, but he did all the dictation, only he didn't really dictate. He'd just say, tell them we don't want it, and then I was supposed to make up the letter.
Yes, well, thank you, Miss Barker. We'll let you know. I've got some other applicants to see.
Well, I hope you don't hold it against me that I've had so many jobs. You know, my friend Agnes said that I shouldn't put them all down when I'm applying for another position, but I believe in telling the truth. And the truth is, there are some people you just can't get along with.
Yes, I understand, Miss Barker.
Now, you take Miss Cooper, the supervisor, on that job that I had at the gas company. Me? Why? She just hung over us every minute. Miss Barker, you're wasting too much carbon paper. Miss Gordon, was that a personal letter that I saw you writing? Well, she was just...
Yes, well, Miss Barker, these things...
She's the one that got me fired. She lied about me. She did. Of course, she was just jealous. That was the whole thing. You see, she liked Mr. Fitzpatrick in the billing department.
Yes.
And even if he even said hello to anyone, she nearly died.
Yes, well,
So the gas company had an annual outing. And Mr. Fitzpatrick asked me if I wanted to ride in his car. Well, I didn't think a thing of it because there were several of us in the car.
Well, Miss Barker...
But Frieda Rawlings told me later that when Miss Cooper saw me get out of Mr. Fitzpatrick's car, why, Frieda said her face just went white. And I guess that's when she decided to make up a lot of lies about me. Well, anyhow,
Miss Barker, I do have several other applicants to see, and if you don't mind...
Well, I just don't want you to think that I'm a hard person to get along with, because I'm not. And I think personalities are so important when you work with somebody, you know, day after day. Don't you think so, Mr. Piper?
Oh, yes. Yes, I certainly do. And frankly...
Oh, you asked me about the job I had in the telephone office. I don't think I even answered you. I just got off the track. Well,
Miss Barker, other applicants are waiting.
Yes,
and...
yes, but you did ask me, Mr. Piper. I just want to say that the reason I quit that position was because of a trivial incident in which you will see that I was certainly not to blame. It was just a case of the long-distance supervisor having it in for me.
Come on now, dear. Don't be so discouraged.
13 girls I interviewed today. 13, and not one of them.
Well, maybe 13 is unlucky. Maybe the 14th one will be just right. Now, why don't you go up and put on a sports shirt and some slacks and come on down and relax on the porch here, huh?
I will in a minute. Let's have an early dinner, huh? I'm hungry.
Sure. What seemed to be wrong with the girls who applied?
Oh, I don't know. Nervous, I suppose, the way we all are when we're applying for a job.
Mm.
As a result, they either talk too much or else clammed up so I could hardly find out anything about them.
Mm.
Anyhow, you have no idea what somebody's really like, you know, in such a short time.
No,
so,
no.
In a way...
Well, of course, I suppose you get some idea, don't you?
No, you don't. That's it. There were three girls who just babbled on and on. I could tell from the anxious look in their eyes that they knew they ought to shut up, but they just couldn't. The others, who were equally nervous and could hardly speak at all, they just sat there and twisted their gloves and kept swallowing and fussing with their collars or their hats.
I know. The few jobs I applied for when I was out of school, I was so nervous I couldn't talk, acted like a bump on a log.
Well, I feel it's my fault, in a way. I try to say things that'll make them feel more at ease, but apparently I don't succeed.
Oh, it is not your fault. Now, stop worrying. You'll find a new secretary that you like.
I gotta have her by next week. Miss Jones is leaving.
Well, don't get so desperate you'll find somebody. It's not that important, honey.
It's not that important. Don't you realize that a man sees his secretary almost more than he sees his wife?
Mm.
5 days a week, all day long. You know, when I interview secretaries, I say to myself, now, do I want to be around this girl 5 days a week, all day long?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that today, not one girl.
Well, tomorrow you will interview the perfect secretary. I wasn't supposed to tell you because this girl wants to get the job on her own merit, and not because you know she's a niece of the boss's wife. I happened to talk to Mrs. Crenshaw at the Woman's Club today.
Oh.
I ran into her out there. And she is going to send her to see you. Her name, as I recall, is Miss Jeanette Barker.
All right.
Miss Jeanette Barker.
Barker?
And, yes, and it seems that she is some...
Barker?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, did she show up today?
Barker?
How did you like her, dear?
I didn't like her. I couldn't stand her. Furthermore, her shorthand is so bad, she couldn't even read it. Look, that girl, she never shuts up. She is a constant troublemaker, I could tell. She can't keep a job.
Well, I guess here's one she's going to get and keep. She's the niece of your boss's wife. Or a second cousin or the daughter of an old school friend or something. Anyhow, that is... Mrs. Crenshaw said you were going to just love her. Said she was a perfect secretary.
Oh.
Well, now, you said yourself you can't tell what somebody's really like in such a short time. When she's not nervous, dear, she may be lovely.
Look, I would give up my job before I spend 5 days a week around that...
Now, don't decide. Now, sleep on it, dear. We've all...
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Martin speaking.